According to statistics from George Barna, 41 million Americans who describe themselves as born-again Christians are unlikely to vote in the November elections. His research, conducted in August and September, dug deeper into the reasons for these Christians' complacency. Family Research Council's daily news publication, The Washington Stand, reports that 68% of them said they're not interested in politics. 57% don't like either of the presidential candidates. 52% don't think their vote will make a difference. And 48% of respondents cited concerns about manipulation of election results. It's not just the presidency that's at stake. FRC's president, Tony Perkins, encourages believers to pay attention and weigh in all the way down the ballot, warning that control of the House and Senate hangs in the balance. He points out that governors, state attorneys general, local school boards, even comptrollers are amassing major victories in protecting children from radical gender ideology, pushing back on corporate America's woke agenda, fighting the Biden administration's lawless overreach, and passing sweeping pro-life and pro-parent laws. FRC brought several speakers and pastors to Washington, D.C. last week and for its Pray, Vote, Stand conference. Cornerstone Chapel pastor Gary Hamrick told the crowd, "Let me tell you what happens when we are not involved in the political process. We open the door for every evil ideology to fill the vacuum." In Romans 13, we read that government is created and established by God. In our nation, we have the opportunity to influence the government by choosing our leaders. Christians who do not vote shirk a crucial responsibility for stewardship. The left is ready to pass laws that will entrench its power and make elections pointless. Another pastor, Jack Hibbs, told the D.C. audience, "We must take every opportunity God gives us to advance His kingdom." And, he said, "Voting is the easiest. If you're not planning to vote," he says, "you need to repent." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.